Giving an A, an Angels and Superheroes podcast. Teaching is science and art. Educators must seek wisdom and growth everywhere. I've attended development for business managers, curriculum managers, teachers, data specialists, and more, and I'm constantly reading business bestsellers and teaching blogs. I cannot anticipate where the next good idea will be discovered. At separate trainings in 2010, including the CPS Ascend Institute, I encountered Rosamund and Ben Zander's provocative book, The Art of Possibility, Transforming Professional and Personal Life. In this book, renowned conductor and teacher Ben Zander relates advice on getting the best performance from the musicians in his care on stage and in his classroom. One chapter transformed evaluation at Gamble Montessori High School, where I was principal for 2 years. That was the concept of giving an A. The philosophy jibes with our core belief that all children want to learn. All of us want to be successful at our work and to be our best selves. However, obstacles prevent us from reaching our full potential. So, to undermine the voices that tell us to be just enough to get by, I followed the Zander's advice. I eliminated part of the evaluation. At that time, the Cincinnati Public Schools evaluation had two parts. One was based on a school-selected goal, such as addressing a specific state report card goal. The other part was based on achieving a self-selected goal. It was for this second goal that I told my staff I was giving them an A. In my letter to them, I explained more fully. So to take away evaluation anxiety as an impediment to teacher development and calculated risk-taking for the benefit of students, I am giving every teacher I evaluate this year the score of exceeded for their teacher-selected goal. The only catch, and of course there is a catch, and it is a challenging one, is that you write me a letter that meets the following three criteria. 1. It must be written in the past tense, as if you wrote it in May of 2012, looking back on the school year, starting with the sentence, "Dear Mr. Jose, I got my exceeding rating because..." It cannot include phrases such as "I will" or "I intend to." This is you looking back on this year and your success. 2. Your letter must explain why you earned that exceeded rating for your goal and describe not just specific goals met or work completed, but the person you have become based on your effort to meet that goal this year. It's okay to be impressed with that person and the hard work and growth that was demonstrated. And the third requirement, you must turn that letter in to me on or before your annual initial conferences to start the evaluation process. So that was my letter to staff. I wasn't really sure I was allowed to do this. I promised my staff that I would give them the highest rating on half of their evaluation for writing a letter about what they hope to achieve and who they hope to become. That was not the intention of the teacher evaluation system. Or was it? Didn't we want to unleash our highly trained staff to be the best they could be? My best defense, which I planned well in advance and even had scripted, which ultimately I never had to use, was prepared. Well, I learned it at the mandatory training you made me go to. I assume you wanted me to apply what I learned there. The reactions from my staff were strong. In pre-conferences with me, more than one teacher cried and expressed gratitude at feeling so supported. One teacher cried at feeling unsupported. In retrospect, I imagine it was the contrast between this particular action and other events of our time together. I had just established an exceptionally high bar for administrative support for teaching, and I followed through. At the end of the year, it was rather simple to enter those scores for those who wrote the letters. But between my request and the end of the year, I saw inspired teachers engaging students, inventive lessons, teachers wrestling with data and differentiating in the classroom, and working closely with academic coaches to improve instruction. And at the end, I saw a group of professionals who lived into their visions of themselves. That was the only year that Gamble Montessori reached the excellent rating on the Ohio State report card. I hope you found this useful. I hope you read the book, The Art of Possibility, and see many ideas that are in there, and that you take from this the idea that you can be inventive, you can approach things a new way, And often unleashing talent and supporting the people around you is the way to get the best effort from them.